welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Danielle. With me today, as always, are Joshua.
Hoi hoi.
And Chris.
Oh, hello.
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a topic and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting. So go ahead and send us your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. Today's topic is live with 20 cats or live with 20 dogs.
Okay, question.
Okay, question.
Yes.
Oh.
Can any of these animals on either side be outdoors?
Yeah.
You know, that's an interesting question because I feel like an outdoor cat is different than an outdoor dog.
That's because there are people that, quote, have a cat that's an outdoor cat and they never see it for years and years and years.
Yeah,
but they,
the cat,
quote,
just,
have
like,
a
doesn't
cat.
Exist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it shows up occasionally, the dishes outside. I'm going to say they are both, they're going to be both indoors, because I think that will make it more equal.
Okay.
Because,
yeah, that cat's got a fucking second, third, and fourth family.
Yeah, no doubt. It's getting food from all over town.
Okay, but...
It's like Bunny Lebowski.
There is a difference between cats and dogs in that dogs need to be...
Wait, what?
I know. In that dogs... Cats can poop and pee inside, whereas dogs... don't. So do I have to take these little mutts on a walk every day? Like, I can't just let them out into my backyard?
So this is the trade-off. Like, we have two cats, and we have one litter box, and I feel like that thing could use to be changed, like, once every day or two. Like,
well, that's because according to Jackson Galaxy, we have like, five too few litter boxes,
right,
or something.
What?
Doesn't he say you need three per cat?
Yeah, that sounds about right. But he also thinks that there should be no places in the home where it's off limits to the cat. And I'm kind of like, I'm paying the fucking mortgage here. This cat isn't. Like, you don't let your kids don't wander in and out of your bedroom. Why would your cats be able to?
I'm just thinking, like, we have two people in the house. We don't have six bathrooms.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Wait, then where do you guys do your second poops of the day? You don't go to a different bathroom?
I use a cat box.
On the kitchen floor.
Oh, sure. Okay. Okay, good. Okay, all that makes sense. That checks out.
So there you go.
There you go.
Yeah. So I feel like having to deal with the massive amount of poop from the litter boxes, along with having to deal with taking that many dogs for walks, you know.
But you have to supervise the dogs when they poop. It can't just be open the back door, let them out for 20 minutes, and then open the door and let them back in.
I am gonna say that, the dogs need to be leashed.
Okay, can I open the door? Okay. Not to split hairs, but can I put them on a leash, open the door to my backyard, shoo them out there for 20 minutes?
Oh, like put them on a run? No, you have to be out there with them.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about a run. I was thinking they're just dragging a leash around.
I was just thinking they're dragging a leash around. I mean, they are technically on the leash.
Yeah. Oh, like that one time at Green Lake, I saw this dog walking itself. It had its leash in its own mouth.
Oh, yeah. I see that all the time. I love that. I love it when dogs do that.
I think that's adorable. But anyway.
Okay. Then I'm almost automatically going to say cat. Which is surprising to myself.
Yeah, because of the fear of... Now you've got 20 cats that could potentially explode your eyes.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm getting a lock on my door. I might just... Oh, is this in my current place? Can I get a different place?
No. No, it's I'm sorry. Yes, it's in your current
place. But my current place doesn't allow 20 cats and 20 dogs.
We're going to assume that it does, or that really, what place does allow 20 pets, except if you live on a farm in the middle of the, I almost said in the middle of the desert, in the middle of the, you know, farmland.
So wait, this isn't, well, I guess it's, are you, the trouble I'm having is I have a 2-bedroom condo, 20 cats, that's basically like the surface area of the inside of my condo, covered in cats. Okay. So I'm thinking cats because realistically there is no way that I am going to be able to take the dogs on enough walks for them to get exercise, and that's not fair to the dogs. Plus, they're going to shit in my house all the time.
Well, I mean, you can crate train them.
I don't know if that means what you think it means. What, like, put them in a crate and then...
Yeah.
But I'd still have to take them on walks so they get exercise, and I'd still have to take them on walks so they can pee and poop, and, like, I can only take, like, 2 or 3 dogs at a time. Wait, how big are these dogs?
Did I make this too easy on the cat side?
I mean, the biggest drawbacks on the cat is the litter, like you said.
Right. And the eye popping.
And the fur, and the fact that they're destroying your furniture.
And the eye popping.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not even going to talk about the eye popping. I don't even know. Like, I don't know what the logistics is of having 20 cats. Like, I don't think it scales from having 2 cats.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't think it just linearly scales.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's the way that it works.
Because, I mean, if it did, we have 2 cats that don't scratch the furniture.
Hey, not anymore. Fifi has started scratching the couch for some reason.
I think that's because we put the hut right next to the couch. We need to move it.
Maybe.
Or just throw her outside and lock the door.
That would be so scary for little Fifi. She gets scared of everything.
That's family. Why would you do that?
You know what else would be scary for little Fifi? 18 other cats sharing her fucking
that
space.
That is true. She's scared of the one other cat in the house.
Yeah, she's scared of just, like, noise in general, so.
This is a really tough one for me, because I think no matter what, these animals are not going to be super happy, which is a little sad. But, and this is going to sound terrible, but if I have to pick whether 20 dogs are unhappy or 20 cats are unhappy, I'm picking 20 cats. Because those fuckers are going to be eyeing me, and they're going to be like, we're going to pop your eyeballs. You're going to fall asleep, and you're going to forget to lock the door, and we're going to pop your fucking eyeballs. Like, you're going to come home partially drunk, and you're going to lay on your couch and fall asleep, and then you're going to wake up, and we're all going to be sitting on your chest, and we're going to all reach out a claw, and we're going to pop your eyeball. And so, yeah, fuck them. I'll be an animal hoarder of cats. Fuck them.
You had to say
where
hoarder,
you landed
didn't
on
you?
This, Joshua? I know, because then that puts visions in my head of, like, all those people that, you know, then they finally clean out their houses, there's little skeletons everywhere, and it's so sad.
Oh my god, that is so sad.
It is very sad. I don't think it's going to be like that. I mean, I assume we're getting them all spayed and neutered.
Yes.
Oh my gosh,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I watch Price is Right, and I follow its directions to the T.
Because Bob Barker was all about that.
Bob Barker was all about that. And Drew Carey, God bless him, continued the tradition. I really appreciate
it. Oh, he did. Good for him.
He totally did.
Right on.
at least he used to. I don't know if the show is still on, but he used to.
I believe it is.
I believe you're right. Anyway, yeah.
So something I was going to say,
Chris. Cats. Yeah.
Circling back to our cat who's scared of everything.
Yeah.
I bet right now. So Danielle is in our house. I'm at the office, and Chris, you're at your place.
Yeah.
Danielle's in a room with the door closed. I bet right now the cat can hear our voices coming out of her headset, and the cat's like, "There are fucking ghosts in the house," and is just scared, hiding somewhere.
Well, when I'm on the phone with you, Joshua, like she'll actually like this cat does not like me. She views me as competition for Joshua's affections. So when I'm on the phone with him, if like. You can hear his voice a little bit through the phone. She, like, comes and hangs out with me. Like, oh, that's Daddy's voice. I like him.
to this day, I still don't actually believe that you guys have 2 cats. Because I've never... every time I've come over, I've never seen 2 cats at the same time. I've only seen one, and they're both black, and I can't tell them apart.
It's like Superman and Clark Kent, like they're never
exactly.
seen in the same places.
Exactly.
At the same time.
They're not both black.
I know. Theo is black and white. There's a difference.
Not to me.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking.
You don't see cat color.
What do you think? Yeah, what
oh
do you think, Joshua?
God.
I am thinking, okay, we have an area in our backyard that is quite large and is just kind of a wasteland of nothing. It's just like this rocky hill.
Isn't that the part you're fencing in for some reason?
Yeah, because the neighbor kids keep coming into our yard. And they're going to fall down the rocky hill and bust their head open, and we're going to get sued, and then we don't have a house anymore. As shitty as our house is, I still want it.
And then you won't have anywhere to put your 20 cats. Business,
exactly.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I say we take that rocky area and make that into basically residential landfill. We make that into a compost bin that is just half a yard sized.
Okay.
We buy the pine pellets for litter since that composts, and every day we're just filling 10 litter boxes, and every night we're emptying 10 litter boxes just right into the backyard.
Oh my god, the smell.
The smell is going to be horrific. The smell is going
to... No, it won't.
Well, you guys have a house. I have a condo. Like, I'm on the fourth floor.
I mean... I don't know what you're going to do with the litter waste, but I don't think it's going to smell because the pine pellets, they mask it pretty well, and pine smells nice.
I don't know if 10 litter boxes full of pine pellets smells nice.
Well, that's 10 litter boxes of pine pellets, but only an average of 2 cats poop per litter box.
And I'm lazy. Like, you know I'm not going to do it one day.
You have to do it every day. If you don't do it every day, you're fucked.
Oh my god, you're going to get overrun.
Just completely fucked. I have to go with cats because they're going to be miserable, and I like dogs more. But this is not a fun thing. And I honestly, Danielle, I resent you for picking this topic.
Hey, you know, that's what I'm here for, to make things uncomfortable for you. Well, it's my primary function. Yeah. So, Josh, you're thinking cats?
It has to be cats. I don't understand how you would even deal with the dogs.
Yeah, I don't. The logistics. Yeah. How big are the dogs? Are these...
Oh, we didn't even discuss that.
I would say that the dogs are of varying sizes. You know, you got some little ankle biters.
No.
You got maybe like... And then you got some kind of larger small dogs, like maybe a corgi and a shih tzu.
And do you have larger than that?
And then you have some, you know, larger dogs than that.
How large are we going?
Maybe you got...
Like,
we're gonna
lab
go
or bigger?
Up to, I would say that every dog is gonna be lab or smaller, but you, except for one dog, which is going to
like
be
mastiff oh,
Great
God.
Dane,
Great
Newfoundland,
Dane, yeah,
Saint Bernard, something
okay,
big,
but
dumb
only one of them.
But only
and
one.
All,
yeah,
all
the
rest will be lab or smaller
sizes.
So you're gonna have
which
one
is
dog.
Still pretty big if you got lots of labs.
Labs are big.
Yeah, labs
I
are
mean,
big.
We know someone that has 2 full-size labs in a 2-bedroom apartment, and then 1 cat, and I feel like that's, like, it's almost like you can't go anywhere without bumping into a dog.
So I'm going a little dark, and I'm going to ask a question. What happens if, through pure negligence on my part, one of these animals dies? Do I get another one? Like, is it like you lose a card, you draw a card until...
You
like
must
you
draw
always
one?
Have 20 in your hand sort of thing?
Yeah, and I'm going to say that if one of them dies and it's because of your negligence, then the one that gets replaced or the one that comes as a replacement knows and is real mean.
What?
Wow.
I thought you were going to say the punishment is that you get 2 of them now.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. That would be ridiculous. Pretty soon, Chris has got like 67.
It's the
cats.
Hydra of cats, where you just like lop off one head just, and 2 grow in its place.
Yeah, and 2 grow in its place.
Book.
Yeah, Chris totally just like commits suicide because he can't deal with it anymore.
Or I just die of asphyxiation like, because there is literally no room for oxygen in my condo anymore. It's full of cats.
Because it's all being taken up by the cats.
Okay, so Chris, how are you dealing with this litter since you're
I have to move. I mean, I just do. Like, I have to move. There's no way I can empty... I mean, I'd have to, take, like, 3 or 4 big garbage bags and dump out all the pellets and then carry them downstairs and then refill. No, there's no way.
I mean, that's only if you use the pellets. You could use something. You could use some clumping clay litter.
Cats can learn how to go to the bathroom in the toilet, right?
They can, yes.
Oh, I'll
they
just
can.
Do. I'll just
yeah,
do
absolutely.
That. No problem.
I don't know if they flush. Okay, I don't think they're strong enough to flush.
I can always come back and flush.
Yeah, but I wonder if like cat number 2 would be willing to go right after cat number 1, though, right?
Oh, good call.
Oh, they might
like,
not.
Good call.
flushing wouldn't be a concern.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know if everyone has this concern, but we make sure our toilet lids are always down so our cats don't accidentally drown themselves, because cats are kind of fucking stupid, honestly.
Well,
yeah, but if we train them to use the bathroom,
that doesn't mean they won't accidentally hit the lid, though, and make it fall on them.
Then we remove the lids entirely.
Fair enough.
And I was thinking before Danielle Danielle said two would come back in its place, that maybe that'd be a good way to, like, weed down the number of cats you have, but... apparently that's not going to work in this case.
Oh, I see.
Honestly, I have no idea how I'm logistically gonna handle this. I think I will probably die from too many cats, because they're... cats will die. Like, if I have 20 cats, cats are gonna die. It's just, I mean, they are. They're just
sad.
Like, or I'm gonna start living in squalor. Yeah.
Squalor.
I mean, you guys would have 40 cats.
Oh, we could also do 20 cats, 20 dogs.
You could do 20 cats, 20 dogs.
Yeah, we could. And that would be, like, sitcom material right there. I mean, if you can make a reality show about someone who just, like, has a bunch of kids for no reason,
yeah,
then why couldn't we be on a reality show for having way
I
too
feel
many
like you
pets?
Could.
Like, two guys, a girl, a yeah, pizza place, and a whole shit ton of animals.
Oh, yeah. I used to like that show.
I've never seen it.
It was really bad.
Didn't it have Chris Pine in it? Or, I mean, Chris Evans in it?
I thought it had Ryan.
It had Ryan Reynolds in it.
Oh, sorry, I'm getting my Hollywood hunks mixed up.
Yeah, come on, man.
I mean, he
straight.
Is a dreamboat. Anyway, we're going off the rails. So are we unanimously cats?
Mau mau.
Yeah, I'm thinking cats somehow would be more... You just have to, like... One of us would have to start working from home on a regular basis. Just
well,
to,
you're not,
you know,
I mean, you're not getting any, you're not getting any work done.
We'd have to get terrible microfiber furniture so that things wouldn't get scratched.
Yeah. I mean, this is just the fucking worst.
Yeah. It's pretty terrible. Go, Danielle.
Nice.
Good job. All right. Well, I guess we're getting a whole bunch of cats. I mean, we got a little bit of practice, at least Joshua and I. We are both responsible for one cat each, really, in our home. So, I mean, 19 more, that doesn't seem like that much of a big deal. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed 20 cats or 20 dogs. Which would you choose? You can email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com, tweet us at trtpodcast, or pop on by our Facebook page and say hi at facebook.com/trtpodcast. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email, and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.